We're here for a wonderful time of celebrating Carol's life, and that's what we're going to do. By the way, Carol is here with us. She chose to be cremated, which I also plan on being cremated. The Bible doesn't speak to or against it, and it's a very appropriate way. In fact, it's a good way because there the family had time to gather and get together, and you're all here some many weeks later, so it's nice. And the ashes are here, and she's going to have them spread on the Aquatney River, right? So it's a wonderful thing. The Bible says that dust to dust, ashes to ashes, that we'll return to. So sometimes I think we forget. This life is wonderful and beautiful, and Carol had a wonderful life, even though she had some health issues and challenges like we all do. But we gather today to not only honor her life, but you and I are left behind. Carol safely home with the Lord. And why are we left behind? We're left behind so that we can take this gospel and continue to share it with others, the hope that we have in Christ. That's why we're here. So we're here today to encourage one another, to share with one another. The Bible says that two are better than one. One falls down, the other one's there to pick them up. So we need each other. So we're going to celebrate her life. We're going to tell some stories and share. We're going to laugh. And by the way, I'm a crybaby, so just me. But grief is something that we all have to deal with. As I mentioned, funeral services seem to do that. And we don't do funeral services in our tradition. Although there's nothing wrong with them. I got some wonderful friends that are funeral directors. But it brings grief, a funeral. A grief that we have to focus on because we're all going to mourn the loss of somebody we love. The pain and emptiness will linger, and it may never fully go away. But God understands and cares about us in all of our seasons of grief. In fact, Jesus experienced grief. You know, he is our model. The reason God came in the human form of Jesus Christ, not only to better understand his creation, which he wanted to do desperately, he wanted him to be born of a woman and to experience everything in life, just like we do. That's why he's the model. When we talk about Jesus is the way, look at him, follow him, his teachings, he shall show us the way. Jesus experienced grief. Shortest verse in the whole Bible, John 11:35. Jesus wept. It takes courage for all of us to face our losses squarely and grieve for them. But there's a time to move on. And it takes just as much courage to let go of our grieving season at the appropriate time. That's why I love the way Solomon put it in chapter 3. Guys, we got to have closure to our time of mourning. Now the family's had 3, 4, 5 weeks, I don't know, since December the 9th, to work through some of this. But it'll always be there. Memories, precious memories. Some people don't like to hear that song, Precious Memories, at services like this. But, you know, God created our minds in such a way, it's sort of like a camcorder. You'd be able to not bring them up from the dead, but memories that are up here, you realize that Carol's never really gone. She's just in the next room waiting for us. But there comes to a time that we have to have closure. So we participate in a little service like this to bring closure and understand God's plan for humanity. Because there will come a time when you'll be ready to move out of the open and visible grieving and back into your daily routines of living, which probably a lot of you already have since Carol went home to be with the Lord. We are helped in this grieving process by the Holy Spirit. So when we have the proper perspective about the future, we all know that one day grieving will end. And we know that that will take place, but the insurance of eternity, eternal life with our brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, mothers, fathers, and we rely on Christ, this grief is healed by something that you can't do without, and that's hope. Hope. So we talk about Jesus a lot because he is our hope.